This week, both Washington State University and the University of Washington revealed their next moves in developing a Spokane medical school. A WSU news conference Tuesday followed a UW announcement Monday. The newest proposals drag Gonzaga University and the state legislature into the conversation, and both will hinge on some public support. UW has asked Gonzaga University to consider a medical education partnership, now that UW and WSU dissolved their Spokane program. GU President Thane McCullough says UW officials approached him in October.
Gonzaga is not only here to serve the interests of its own students, but also it is and wants to be an active part of the community, and that really, in my view, obligated me to accept the invitation.
But he says the partnership is not set in stone.
We are looking forward to opportunities to talk more broadly with people in the community about what role Spokane sees Gonzaga playing.
McCullough says many details are up in the air, like what Gonzaga's financial commitment would be, what campus the students would attend, and whether it fits with Gonzaga's priorities. He says it's likely Gonzaga faculty would teach classes in the partnership. WSU's proposal, meanwhile, can't move forward unless a 1917 state law is amended. Enter State Senator Michael Baumgartner and Representative Marcus Riccelli of Spokane. They got cheers Tuesday when they announced plans to sponsor changes to the law, which only allows UW to operate a medical school. Baumgartner says they'll also request $2.5 million from the biennial budget.
I assure everyone, out of a $37 billion budget, we will be able to find $2.5 million. This will not be a significant challenge.
Baumgartner and Riccelli both pressed the importance of their bipartisan effort to support the plan. Representative Riccelli added that its approval will require some knocking on colleagues' doors. They made their remarks in the company of WSU President Elson Floyd, WSU Spokane Chancellor and former Senator Lisa Brown, and business leaders. The event was free of any city politicians, including the mayor or city council president. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.